Good morning, everyone. On Facebook and YouTube. Hope you're having a good Thursday morning. And we're told in Scripture that He hath prepared for them a city. He hath prepared for them a city. Hebrews 11:16. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:3. Peter tells us that we've been given an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God. 1 Peter 1:4. Here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Hebrews 13:4. This same Jesus, when is taken up from you unto heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1:11. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. James 5:7-8. Hebrews 10:17. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:17-18. Well, you know, we have much to look forward to. This life doesn't give us a lot of hope. If we just had this life to look forward to, we would be all men most miserable. Because we all are going to end up in the same place, death. But we will live on. That's the hope we have. An anchor of the soul, both steadfast and sure. We will live on. I'm glad to know that we're going to live forever. And that we don't have to put our confidence in the things of this world for our satisfaction and for our hope. I'm looking for the day when Christ returns. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Ephesians 2:1-3. According to his mercy he has saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Titus 3:5-6. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Isaiah 55:8. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 1:28, 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. The base things of the world hath God chosen to confound the wise. 1 Corinthians 1:28. Well, God hath not chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Zechariah 4:6 and Ephesians 6:10. Well, I'm glad that we had the Bible as our sword and our shield, as our comfort and as our guide. I'm glad that we have the Holy Spirit who's been given to us to comfort us while we walk this dusty trail of the earth. I'm glad that we have record of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What a great accomplishment he did when he came to this sin-cursed world and he laid his life down freely for his people. Looking back in history, we see events unfold. And the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It's not just a novel. No, this story is true, how God sent his son to die to redeem his chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for this sinner. Through his blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined, yes, it was his master plan. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for this sinner. Through his blood the work is done. That is the greatest story ever told. I love to tell the story, right on my heart every word. Tell me the old story, sweetest that ever was heard. Well, this morning on this 13th of August, our world is rocking and reeling with there are wars and rumors of wars. There are pestilences, there are plagues, there are millions and millions of locusts invading parts of the world. We have government that has gone awry and is selfish and exalting itself. You know, but we have the answer, which puts a smile on our face. We have an answer, and the answer is Jesus Christ. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Man emptied himself and became a servant to his people. Man exalts himself and is full of pride, and over this life makes such a fuss. Christ freely laid down his life and he bled and died. Christ fed the hungry and healed the sick and gave sight to the blind, while man relies on his 401k, his friends, and work and his holidays. Christ had no place to lay his head, and he had no earthly kingdom in mind. Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Man thinks he can save himself through his own decision and choice, and is in bondage to sin and in an awful plight. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. Listen to his voice. Christ came to save his people from their sins. Man is concerned only with having a good time and betting on who the Super Bowl wins. Christ says, all that the Father hath given me are mine. Christ is seated in heaven on his royal throne. Man is working to make a name for himself, to make himself known, and making himself a fortune and building a new home. Christ is preparing a mansion for his people. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He is the foundation stone. Are you looking for a continuing city whose builder and maker is God? Are you looking for the greatest family reunion ever? I can see him now, and I'm ready too. Christ splitting the eastern sky with his arms outstretched and the clouds so blue. Saying, welcome home, my child. This reunion is for you. I can see him now and hear him say, today I remove all your scars and pain away. There will be no more vicious attacks on your soul. Welcome home, my child. You're now eternally whole. I can see him now with all that love, ushering me into the family above. They smile and welcome me with their open arms, and I now can see the beauty of my Savior's charms. I can now see him seated on his throne, announcing to heaven, Larry's now home. They are worshiping and praising Christ in his holy name, and at this family reunion I hear them proclaim, all glory and honor we give to the Son, who is the one worthy, his family he is one. Each of us to God by his death on the cross. The marriage supper of the Lamb came with the greatest cost. I can now see him smiling not only at me, but Christ is just delighted with his whole family. With the sacrifice he paid for them on the tree, this family reunion will last for eternity. What a contrast this is to reunions on earth where pride and sin and sorrow are birthed. I can hear him now saying, Larry, never again, because you are forever with me and my Father in heaven. Well, I believe that the church is going to suffer some grievous persecution before Christ comes back. I believe that's what the Bible teaches. Many say they would die for Christ. Peter said the same thing and he denied Christ. When we come to the time when we might have to face persecution, will our response be the same as Peter's? It's my belief from the study of Scripture and the reality of the times we're living in, which includes the radical homosexual agenda propagated not only by the homosexuals but by the federal government of the United States and the United Nations, we as true Christians will probably face persecution by our own government in our own lifetime. We need to remember that God alone is the only one who can look to, who we can look to, that will be faithful to work in us to demonstrate the faith that He has placed in us of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In and of ourselves, we can do absolutely nothing and will most certainly compromise our testimony. We know this, and if we are honest, we must attest to the fact that we have failed in our testimony before others many, many times. How should we prepare for the upcoming persecutions to Christians in America and throughout the world? We should study the Bible daily and during our study pray that the Holy Spirit would open our eyes to the truth of God's Word. We should pray and ask God to protect us from the power of Satan and that God would cause us to live in a repentant life, and when we succumb to sin that He would cause us to repent and turn back to Him, which He will do if we are one of His elect. We should fellowship with those who are committed to the same thing. We should pray that God would cause us to live our lives in the light of eternity and not be preoccupied with the trivial things of this world. We should constantly be reminded that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. Well, I want to conclude today this short time we've had together with this poem, Lord, My Soul Longs for You. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives that living water, and it never runs dry. He bought me with His blood. I'm the apple of His eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father, and He is always there. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious loving Savior, how He loves me so. Thank You, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. Well, I hope that you can sense the Holy Spirit with us today in a special way, and that you would be encouraged and look forward to that city, that new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for His bride. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.